And now it's time for StoryCorps Atlanta. Amelia Platt's Boynton Robinson has died. Robinson led voting drives during the Civil Rights Movement and ran for Congress as a civil rights activist. On March 7, 1965, she tried to march across the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama, along with hundreds of others protesting for equal rights for African Americans. In 2010, she sat down with Janice Kemp Brown to tell her the story of the march, which began at a church.
When we left the church, I was right behind John Lewis, mm-hmm. and I noticed that they weren't quite as nasty mm-hmm. toward us.
Who was that?
The city officials.
Okay.
Jim Clark and Baker. They just let us march. Mm-hmm. And when we got over just at the peak of the bridge, we saw these people who looked like tin soldiers. They had billy clubs. They had on gas masks. And this fella, whose name was Cloud, having charge of the state troopers, Cloud said, "Turn around and go back to your church or your home." Mm-hmm. And Hosea Williams said, "May I say something?" "No, you may not say anything. Charge on them, men." And they came from the right, they came from the left, and then they began to beat us. And they began to push, and then it was just cloudy with tear gas. Mm-hmm. And I think I must have been frozen. I don't think I could have moved if I wanted to. Mm-hmm. And I looked on the ground, I saw blood, and one fella came up and he said, "Run." And he hit me across my shoulders. And I still
stood up. This was the state trooper?
That was the state trooper. Uh-huh. When this guy hit me the second time at the base of my neck, then I became unconscious. Mm-hmm. One guy, it is said, got a canister of gas and just stood over me and pumped it. One African-American went up to the sheriff and said, "There's somebody dead over there." And this fella, he said, "I don't care. If anybody's dead over there, let the buzzards eat them." Now, I was unconscious. When I became conscious, mm-hmm. I asked somebody, "What happened?" Mm-hmm. I didn't know about the gas canister of gas being pumped over me.
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't know how many people were beating me. But somehow there was a determination in me that said, "I'm going to keep on. Mm-hmm. I'm going to fight more than I ever had. Because it's got to be better. It can't be worse." Mm-hmm. I had that determination. And this struggle gave me a determination to keep it up.
That was Amelia Platt's Boynton Robinson in Atlanta's StoryCorps booth in 2010. She was 99 years old when she sat down to tell that story. She was 104 when she died last week. That story was edited and produced by Dana Goldman. To record your own story, or to hear other moments from StoryCorps Atlanta, visit our website at wabe.org/StoryCorps.